Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Peabody Award-winning international film and television star Nick Searcy, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Not all of Hollywood was shut down during the pandemic. We're about to find out about the only Hollywood production during COVID-19, and my next guest and friends managed to keep it under wraps until now. The director and interviewer of this film is Daphne Barak, an international interviewer and executive producer providing exclusive interviews for both print and TV broadcast. Her interviews include such world leaders as Shimon Peres, Mother Teresa, Yasser Arafat, Dalia Rabin, Fidel Castro, and Benazir Bhutto. Her numerous Hollywood interviews include Anthony Quinn, Donatella Versace, Julio Iglesias, Yoko Ono, and Johnny Depp, to name a few. But her incredible talent doesn't end there. She is also a best-selling author of several books, including Saving Amy and the bestseller with Erbil Gunesti, Game Changer, Trump Card. Her new bestseller is To Plea or Not to Plea, the story of Rick Gates and the Mueller investigation. Now, the producer of this soon-to-be-released blockbuster is also here, her brilliantly talented husband, Erbil Gunesti. Erbil has worked with 8 prime ministers of Turkey and as a press officer at the United Nations in New York. He is also a best-selling author of Game Changer, Trump Card. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Daphne Barak and Erbil Gunesti. Welcome back, Daphne and Bill. It's so great to have you with us again.
We are both thrilled to be here, right, Bill?
Glad to be here, as always.
Yes, thank you. And it's actually really exciting. I'm very excited about this because I saw the trailer, and the listeners will after the show. How did, and I'm in the beginning here in the intro, I didn't mention the name. It's Trump versus Hollywood. So how is that conceived? How did this all begin?
It was conceived very differently from the way it has evolved, which both Bill and I are very proud, because, you know, the commentary is documenting our lives, you know, and the narrative has been changing the last several months. So it started when I think Bill and I sat with Trump several times. We see him often. That was in Florida. And I made John Voight, who is very close to Bill and I, closer to Trump. Basically, he always supported him, but, you know, we told Trump about it, made sure he was invited to the fundraiser at Tom Barrack's home. They became closer. Trump adores him. So I was about to bring Roseanne Barr to see Trump privately, you know, in Mar-a-Lago. And we were just talking about how, you know, Hollywood has been divided. I mean, Hollywood was always liberal, but right now we said like, said Bill and I were talking to Trump at that point. Bill had the only copy of his book, Trump and Erdogan, Game Changer, and the president just took it. I said, "What are you doing? It's the only copy." So it was just a fun. We have funny photos that Trump is walking with a book. We cannot stop him. And Chris Rudd is telling him, this is Bill Genasti's book. Daphne and Bill were just on Newsmax. The book is not out. How do you have it? And I'm like, okay, right. And so we had some fun time. And we were talking about how people like others and John Voight, we love him. But are scared, terrified to say that they support Trump, which I think in America we have First Amendment, and they can't exercise it. And the few who dare to talk about it were shying away because they were hurt. As James Wood told me, look, you know, I said what I said, and look, I decided not to give political interviews anymore. So it was scary. There's also one of the most famous actors on the planet who actually does support Trump. He's a good friend of ours and has been in conversation with me that he wanted to be part of this documentary, which has, by the way, Trump versus Hollywood, Audrey, has 25 actors and musicians, all very famous from both sides of the aisle. So this actor that you can guess who he is was about to come. I have text message to Daphne, I'm coming. And then, oh, my wife is sick, my daughters are sick, whatever. So we talked about it. So we decided at the beginning to start it with our side of the aisle. And Bill and I told John Voight, let's also, before you talk to some of the younger, because John is 81, he's been acclaimed, he's an Oscar winner, that these people still have families, they need to provide, they're younger. Actually, we started even to, we even filmed a couple of the interviews at John's office. So basically, we started with Scott Baio, with Dean Cain, with Isaiah Washington, Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson. Meanwhile, as you know, Audrey, the pandemic started, and we had a big, big dilemma whether to continue because of the risks. We ourselves came with from Japan from meeting with the leaders, and we had to quarantine for 2 weeks. So meanwhile, the pandemics happened. Tensions were growing, and then you remember the George Floyd terrible murder. And I, by the way, Audrey, had asked, as Bill would tell you, about racism way before, because racism has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has been there for years. I mean, not only in America. I became a good friend of the late legendary Nelson Mandela, who is a grandson living right now in America, and was just with us in New York, because, you know, racism has been there. So to connect it with Trump or anything, I don't see why people do it. But we talked about racism, but of course, after George Floyd, it became a big issue. So after talking to many of our side of the aisle, I have many friends of the other side, also Oscar winners. We started to talk with them. And then when the George Floyd really escalated in more cases, I said, really, let's talk to some famous black rappers. And it was very difficult at the beginning to convince them, like it had been very difficult to convince, the Trump supporters to open up, but they did open up, the black rappers, black comedians. Each one of them has millions of followers. And the beauty, and Bill will give you his perspective, but the beauty of this documentary, Trump versus Hollywood, is basically, it's not only Trump and Hollywood, it's a mirror of our own society. Hollywood, in a way, is a mirror. Is basically, it's so clear that we are two Americas. I mean, as I'm saying it, both sides of the aisle, rapper Too Short or rapper Eric B or Money B on one side, Avi Lerner, one of the biggest producers in Hollywood who saved Lionsgate and made hundreds of million dollars with Sylvester Stallone for Expendables, say, we are two Americas. I don't know what to do anymore, right? He said, I used to give money to Hillary and then Obama. Daphne, you and I and Chaim Saban argued about it. And now I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because...
Really?
Because if I vote for Biden, I don't see how we get out of these two Americas. Besides the fact that, of course, he's very happy what Trump has been doing for Israel. And he's also very scared for socialism. So yeah. It covers socialism, racism, even the music rights, some of the black rappers complain about how, because they were black, you know, although they are the one who are the money makers, they were deprived by their own rights, you know, and right. They brought a white man to be an executive above them. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, Trump versus Hollywood, it's not a superficial, oh, do you like Trump, do you hate Trump, you know? It's dealing with racism, socialism, Avi Lerner and Brett Ratner complained that before they could do deal with China, right? And right. Avi, that's how he had pre-sold Expendables, right, to the Far East. Now, because we are so bad, we look like two America, China, and people don't want to deal with us, they don't want to buy from us. Brett Ratner made me direct him, and Brett Ratner, as you know, is a very famous director who did Rush 1, Rush 2. Now he told me he was about to do Rush 4 with Jackie Chan, who happens to be a personal friend of mine. And I was the executive producer of Jackie Chan showing Hong Kong for Discovery. But right now he made me also direct a video apologizing to China that Beijing cannot come there to be the chairman of your festival. So it covers a range of ideas. But there's only one message, Andre, beside one surprise that I'll tell you, and then I'll have Bill giving you his own perspective. There's only one message. We are two Americas. Everybody says that in their own word. But can we talk? We must talk. I made Ted Nugent, who's, by the way, a brilliant conservative, brilliant. People just can agree or not agree, but he knows his stuff. But when I said, would you talk to Robert De Niro? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, he's a friend of mine. He's narrating my documentary with Shimon Peres. We know him for years. I don't agree with his outbursts, but you need to talk. And suddenly it changes, and you know, maybe under my influence, maybe not, but he's very smart. He said, look, he's much more talented than I am. He's an Oscar winner. He's, of course, one of the most famous names in the world. I don't understand why he's screaming and whatever, but yes, I would talk to him. That was a big achievement. So, I mean, same thing I said to the famous rapper. I said, would you sit with Donald Trump? And then comes one big surprise that you would love to know, because I see it very positive. And the big surprise is, one of the famous rappers is saying, surprised us, came to see us in New York, and he's saying, look, I'm a Democrat. I always voted for Democrats. I'm working with one of the biggest Democrat governors. But would I sit with Donald Trump? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I will sit with him because I understand that we need to talk. We cannot just, you know, I'll sit with Biden, they will sit with Trump. We are lost, you know. And I will sit with him, and if he, you know, talks about one issue, and it's not about the Obama bursar, if he takes one thing back, I will even vote for him publicly and ask for my millions of voters, my millions of followers, to give him a chance and maybe vote for him. So when I went to the other rappers, a famous basketball player and a famous comedian, and I asked the same question, beside one of them, which I respect, you know, as you and I agree, Audrey, we believe in freedom of speech. Right. Beside one of them that said, Daphne, what's the point? I mean, to sit with Trump, he's not going to listen to me, whatever. I mean, but he said, I'm not ruling out, I will sit with anybody, right? But beside one of them who was negative, they all thought about it, and I made everybody says, yes, I will sit with him, let's talk. I mean, one of them said, enough, stop, stop, stop the violence. And he said, look, maybe if I sit with him, maybe I'll vote for him. Maybe second term, when he doesn't need to win his base anymore would be more towards both sides of America. So that was positive. And the basketball player is saying at one point, of course, he's coming from the hood. He said Trump has to go and see what dirt he's coming from and everything. But at one point he said, you know, Daphne, I admire the guy. He has big B-A-L-L-S. Yeah, I mean, it's easy in the rough cut. I don't know if the networks will let me use that, but you could see he admires the man that he says what he thinks, right?
Yeah.
So definitely will sit with him. He definitely agrees that we need to talk. The comedian is in the same. So it's a very big breakthrough in this kind of a turmoiling and escalating violence and daily videos of how policemen mistreated black people. And by the way, of course, you and I know there are great policemen, but there were also bad ones. And, you know, some black people told me it's very scary to be a black person and go out and you're scared. Maybe you'll bump into the wrong one, white person. Did Trump start it? Of course not. It had been there for years. So why it is connected to Trump? Maybe because it's time to heal and he can do something. It's going to be a very, very eye-opening documentary, painful. But there are some funny moments. And for me also, it was very interesting to meet people I haven't met before. Like, for example, you know, all the action heroes, not the Stallone and Bruce Willis and everybody that I knew, but like new one, Dean Cain, you know, is the Superman, Kevin,
right?
Christy Swanson, who is like Buffy the Vampire. It was very interesting to get to know Ted Nugent and his beautiful wife, Shaman. I mean, we are buying right now a ranch. Maybe they gave us the idea, 300 acres of a ranch in Texas. And as they told us, they showed us it sustained itself. I mean, the corona, from their point of view, could continue. I hope not, right?
Right.
They hope not. But they have their own water, right? So I said, how do you get bottled water? They don't need to. They have their own water system, their own milk from the cows. What are they eating every day? They just shoot an antelope or whatever is moving there. I said, they have also, they shoot it with an arrow. So I said, to be, let's behave ourselves, right? it was really very interesting to see that this kind of philosophy, and I think knowledge is power, and to just learn about each other, it was a great idea. I mean, really. And on the other hand, to learn about the rappers, you know, Too Short had his own studios, and he told me, you know, at one point I understood that they wanted to take the rights for me, the music rights for me, or they wanted to give me money just to take the rights. And I decided, no, I have a microphone. And when I talk, 50,000, 100,000 people move, and I can influence them. So I want to do my own business. And he managed to build these studios in Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles.
Good.
And had his own business. And it's a sweet victory. So Trump versus Hollywood, it's in a way two completely different Americas versus each other.
Right.
And, I think it's beautiful even to have 10, 15 kinds of Americans, right? Not two, but...
Yeah, allow Americans to be Americans. You know, we have to do that. And so how would the producer there?
Like she said, it's a two Americas, and then with all these stars, I mean, they reflected it. But the fact that they came together, and I think Trump versus Hollywood would reflect at the end of the 2 hours. It's a 2 hour long documentary.
Oh.
And once you hear, there was no tit for tat. There was no, in other words, it was calmer.
Right.
Everybody was able to express their fears, expectations, hopes, a little bit anger, but not too much. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't addressed to the other side. You know, the frustrations and angers in this Trump versus Hollywood from both sides of the aisle was not at the against the other side. It was, you know, something is wrong, and they expressed it. So you can imagine there's 24 people, I think, altogether. We put it on the document, on this rough cut. And each one expresses something. You learn something from each one. And at the end, you see a dialogue took place between two opposing sides and from many voices. And they touch many different aspects. Everybody put their two cents in. And we learned a lot. I learned a lot from these 24 peoples. They are Americans. So they had, in a sense, during this Trump versus Hollywood documentary, a common sense. The common sense that built America, is built on for 200 years, was reflected on their behavior.
Hmm.
You know, they were sitting there, and mind you, half of them were they had apprehension in coming and sitting with us, because we are, Daphne as a director, me as a producer, we are Trump delegates 2016, and we are also Trump delegates 2020. So, and we didn't know these people, none of them, none of the 24, including the ones on the conservative side. But the liberal side, or Black Lives Matter supporters, rappers in particular, should have some apprehension coming and sitting with Daphne, right? Mm-hmm. Coming into this production.
Right.
But they came in. And me, because of my behavior, you know, I am black and white always, I wouldn't give them a chance to comfort to be comfortable. You know, I will meet them at the gate mm-hmm. until I bring them to the set, let's say. Daphne is sitting there, whatever. And I won't give any hints as to if I am there for dialogue or not. I will talk what I believe, who I am in terms of a Trump delegate. And that even puts them into a tough position, and they will just come all the way and sit down, and then they will realize that I'm talking from the perspective of common sense.
Yes.
I'm telling them who I am. I'm not telling them any nice stories, you know, we are going to have fun. No, nothing. I'm saying who I am, and sit down and tell us who you are. And, you know, they will ask, as you know, during an interview, and you give them a, you know, heads up. And I said, well, you will talk. We'll record. That's what it is. And then they would, you know, can you imagine how tense the situation is at the beginning of these interviews?
Yes.
And but what happens is that it dissolves after 2-3 minutes. They realize that we are Americans. They realize that we are not there to preach anything that we know to them. We are there to let them talk. And they talk, and we talk. Whatever we believe in, we talk. It's nothing the same. At the end, we become best of friends with each one of these 24 people, whether they are from the conservative or the liberal side.
Right.
So we have I'm talking about my personal relationship with them and Daphne's personal relationship with each one of these 24 people. So we have 24 new friends, and after the interview, we met, we ate, they came to our home, you know, that type of friendship. It's not just that. So we are, in other words, we have different points of view, what we like, what we don't like, who we don't like, what issues we are for, against. I mean, nothing has changed. But on the other hand, we are talking like we used to talk before, like I wrote in my book in Game Changer. You know, why did I write The Game Changer? I said, two presidents have to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Even though two presidents have nothing in common, right, from religion, philosophy, politics, and all that. I'm talking about Turkish president and American president,
right,
which I am part of those two countries, as you know.
Right.
And they have nothing in common, But on the other hand, they have to talk to one another, and they are talking to one another. Right. It, in other words, the divide that exists between those two countries, religions, and everything is put aside. They have differences, but they are talking to each other, and they are doing wonderful for their own nation, for their own people. And in this case, why should we be divided like countries are naturally? They are divided. We, as a one nation, one country, we don't need to be divided. We can disagree on many things, but we don't have to fight. So this Trump versus Hollywood, basically, like Daphne said, started as a project to put forward conservative ideas, you know, from the conservative perspective of it, Trump versus Hollywood fighting against this behemoth, let's call it. But it turned out to be a good dialogue between two sides that exist in America that is not able to talk to one another at this time,
yeah,
for a while and for no reason. So, it, in other words, it's a common sense. After somebody watches this 2 hours, and after hearing every one of these 24 people talking whatever they have to say on whatever issues they pick up, you know, each one, like Daphne says, each one picked up a different issue.
Right.
Avi Lerner picked up China sales. Trump is good for me to make sales to China, he says, even though I am Democrat. Basically, that's what he said. In other words, you may hate China or you may have issues with it or whatever. Even though Trump, you know, the left side is claiming that Trump is making a war on trade. No, he's negotiating.
Right.
He's negotiating. And here Avi Lerner says, I need China. And the way Trump negotiates, I mean, I'm translating or interpreting what he says, it's good for my movies that I make in Hollywood.
Right.
On the other hand, that means China, Trump is not making a war. He's making possible for American movies to be sold in China furthermore. And it's coming out of the mouth of a Democrat.
Right.
So he's not a Democrat. He's an American.
That's it.
It's not a Republican. He's an American.
He's an American
first.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So what does it look like the release date will be for the film?
The release date should be the second week of October.
Mm.
So we will announce the platforms, and platforms will cover all, you know, like streaming and the televisions. And Daphne will list them. One of the major networks will be part of it. So we will release it in various platforms, and also it will also go overseas because, as you know, Daphne is an international interviewer, has followers,
yes,
hundreds of millions in many different countries, all major media markets, and yeah, they all have television stations that they would like to, you know, broadcast, as
sure,
well as the streaming that goes, you know, worldwide.
Sure.
So,
and there's also coming soon a website. Is that correct?
Yes, we will have a download available for one time watch only, and we'll put the minimal possible fee for it just to cover expenses, like a $1 or something, so that people can click and watch it at their convenience in the apps or phones or iPads or whatever they would like. And then this way, it should be widely available only because there are so many voices to hear. And they are talking to one another. And so far, the reflection is that what they say is, you know, makes sense to both sides.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll mention there is one of the rappers is a byproduct of a Black Panther. Everybody knows,
right,
you know, our past in the 70s, 80s, during the during those times, rough times. But on the other side, there's Ted Nugent, you know, radical conservative right, you would just say.
Yes.
And from that perspective, can you imagine both sides are sitting and talking and they make sense to the other side?
Right, exactly. Yes.
Whatever they say makes sense to the other side. And I learned from both of them.
Right.
That's Money B and versus Ted Nugent. Can you imagine? I learned so much that in this at this age in my life, I learned something very valuable from each. But the other ones too. They are great people. You know, they are great role models. And but they appeal to both sides. They conduct themselves like an American should. So we are proud from that perspective, the fact that we put so many of these stars together so that it justifies, you know, for everybody.
Yes.
What's up.
Yeah, exactly. My question here as we wrap this up is, where in the meantime, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and Daphne's excellent work? Where can they do that?
Well, we communicate right now with our own websites and Facebooks, and they are under our names. My name is Erbil Günasti and Daphne Barak. So that's how we are widely available in the social media and everywhere. So through that, or Trump versus Hollywood, you know, should be you know, we will make sure that it is as many platforms as possible. Did I answer your question or did I miss it?
No, you didn't miss it. That's perfect. And as always, I'll have those links and information in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links that Daphne and Bill just shared. Thanks so much for sharing this brilliant work with us, and we're very excited for its release. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Of course, of course. It's always great to be with you. We thank you for the opportunity, and we look forward to it.
And so do we. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.